We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning, boys.
Good morning, Dave.
The morning take with Boyce is interesting today. You and I touched on this last week because here in the metro we had some cities that were looking at mandatory mask wearing in public. And I see, what is today the day that Mankato brings that up?
Yeah, they're going to have a town hall meeting tonight about a mask mandate in Mankato. And I think other cities will start to look at it and talk about it. And then I think there'll be a lot of chatter this week on whether or not Governor Walz will try to institute one here in Minnesota. We do know they're going to do a public service campaign encouraging people to wear masks. And I think it'll be another learning experience of how we come out of the 4th of July, because, you know, I think the social distancing was common, but there was also large gatherings, and most of them obviously outside with beautiful weather. And so I think we'll watch for, you know, 10, 14 days down the road to see if we have any big outbreaks. But I think we don't know when the governor's going to address the state this week yet, but I think that'll be a top three topic.
Yeah, it's interesting. We went out last night on a patio here, a well-known place, Boyce, and they're doing everything with the phone, you know, where you read the barcode and then you order your drinks and everything. Well, that wasn't working, so you have to walk in wearing a face mask. Obviously, when you sit at a table to eat, you don't wear it. Nobody did. When you eat, you can't. But then so ours wasn't working, so I couldn't get a server to come by, so I walked up to the person handling the reservation and said, "Hey, is there any chance you could help us out with this thing?" He said, "Sir, I'll talk to you when you put your mask back on your face."
Wow.
And I said, okay. I said, not a problem. So I went back to the table, got my mask. He says, okay, now I'll come and talk to you. And, you know, there's one thing where you could get mad at that sort of thing and say, well, that was kind of condescending. Or you can say, you know, we're all trying to adjust. I think we're all trying to learn. And I would say that was the case. We're just all trying to figure this out together. And I was the older one among the two of us. So I probably should have worried about. But I think he was just doing the job that he was told to do. And we just kind of got to get used to that, boys, because I read a big article today about the males wanting to wear masks less than females. So instead of getting angry and all worked up over it, I think it's just part of the new abnormal, and we got to kind of figure out how to deal with each other.
Exactly. I just kind of keep one in my pocket in case I need it. And so yeah. I think everybody's adjusting to the system wherever they go. And you think of, I mean, you just don't know if that gentleman had underlying conditions or if he just doesn't want to get sick because he wants to keep working and he wants to keep his place of business open. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's easy to get offended, but, boy, we all just got to kind of roll with the punches a little bit here, I think. Hey, Boyce, let's talk a bit about, if we can, Dr. Scott Jensen, who will be on the show in a few minutes, I might add.
Yeah, this is an interesting story. Senator Scott Jensen came out over the weekend and announced that he had been notified that he's under review by the state medical board for some of the comments he's made related to COVID-19 not being as fatal or similar to the flu and issues like that. You know, he's been a very outspoken, transparent senator on many topics, including when he disagreed with his own party throughout the process in the Senate. He's not running for re-election. And what you wonder is this a political ploy that somebody filed a complaint with the board? How does it work? And so I know he's given a couple interviews. He posted a Facebook video that we have a copy of in the morning take. But it'll be interesting to see, because he says he was pretty fired up when he got the letter, and he calmed down before he posted his video. So I'll look forward to your interview.
Blois, what about, speaking of not running for re-election, what about voter pre-registration? What's going on there? Do we know?
Well, it seems to have crashed during the pandemic. And obviously, voter registration drives happen a couple different ways. One, door-to-door. Two, counties try to do them. But three is when you renew your license or you move, you register to vote. Well, not a lot of people renewed their licenses the last few months, especially in May and June, and not a lot of people moved. And so voter registration has crashed, which is interesting because we've talked about the way in which this election will be handled. And if there's a lot of, you know, no excuse absentee voting or mail-in balloting, you know, are those folks who have moved or are more transient, you know, going to have to vote later. In Minnesota, we have same-day registration, so it's not as critical. But in some states, they don't have same-day registration. So as this becomes more of a national trend, it obviously will impact the elections. So we'll just kind of watch those numbers as we go. Minnesota's next election is the first week, the Tuesday in August, the first Tuesday after the first Monday in August, where we'll have a primary election in Minnesota. And that will indicate kind of how, I think, a preview of how people are going to vote in Minnesota in the general election.
What's the Minnesota Department of Public Safety news advisory today, the news conference?
Valerie Castile, Philando Castile's mother, is going to join them, and they're going to announce some changes to the rules on driver's ed and if you're carrying legally, if you're legally carrying a firearm, how to handle a traffic stop. Obviously, Philando Castile was killed by a police officer who, after he was legally carrying a gun, told the officer he had a gun, and the officer still thought that he was, you know, moving too quickly or got scared and panicked. So it'll be interesting to see how this lays out. But I think this is one of those steps that the state is trying to take. This was part of the study that Public Safety Commissioner John Harrington and Attorney General Keith Ellison led about how to make people feel more comfortable and make people more safe when they are stopped by law enforcement. And so this is for people who legally carry a handgun, what the new procedures will be to keep people safe, both the officers and the drivers.
How do I get your newsletter, Blois?
David, just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you can sign up right there.
All right, man. Have a great day. I will talk to you soon. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
That is Blois Olson, WCCO, here on the Morning News. Much more with Blois coming up a little later on here. As we continue with Steve and the news coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.